Sorry for the wait, but thank you for sticking around. Malia J.
Hi, Malia, alcoholic. Thanks for your patience this morning. I have been going at a breakneck pace, and I'm right here right now. So I am, wow, the resilience piece is really, really up. So, wow, the timing. Gosh, Saturday was I milestone, and I Mark sent me the coin. It was 29 years. For some reason, that got my full attention. That's a whole human. That's a person. That's a long time. I don't know why that number stuck with me, but when I saw it, I felt old for the first time, and I don't normally feel that. It had me thinking about a lot of things that I, decisions I used to make, and really reflecting on with like lots of clarity, mental clarity, and a lot of support and guidance, and from you know who you are. From paid professionals, I once I know that there's a predicament or a problem, I want to be in the solution ASAP, and I get impatient, and I want now. And there's things when I stopped drinking, slid in on a DUI, and got assessed, and got more assessed. And I was finally convinced that there was an explanation for all the insanity in my life. And it didn't make me a bad person. I still went back out and drank because I'm alcoholic. But across the street from the courthouse, I just made a decision. And thankfully, I have not looked back, and the obsession was lifted. And I know that's not the case for a lot of people. And I'm really reflecting on all the people that I've seen come and gone, so come and go, and not make it back. And that could have been me so many times. And I'm like, I hit a new bottom of a new variety I did not see coming. And had I picked up a drink, oh man, that would have just been catastrophic. The consequences so high. I'm not down for that. I slid into this meeting. What, 2021? And it's the middle of the night, early morning for me, stupid o'clock. And I logged on and saw familiars. Nobody I knew yet, but I knew, I sensed it, I felt it. I got in where I fit in. I don't fit in a lot of places. I know what that's like to not feel like you fit in your whole life. I'm staying with a friend. I walked off my houseboat, left a shitty marriage. I didn't even know I was a frog in the pot. And slid on over here to a friend's place, a very, very kind, welcoming, generous family. I don't even know how I couldn't figure this out on my own. I couldn't have plotted this, planned this, anything on my own. just outsource all that stuff. Going for good, all that's not the truth in me falls away. I've gone for good, and good is good enough. It turns into great, and in time, that's what I'm going for. Just good, I'll turn into great. And if it wasn't for the tools, oh my gosh, and the fellowship of this, of the community, of that two or more gathered, you know, connected with the, you know, I'm connecting with y'all, 101, and it fills up this spot in my heart that nothing else does. It's like war buddies. You don't know unless you know. When I left, I came over here, I've been really relying on the tools of this program. There's steps, there's traditions, there's community, there's longevity. I'm driving all around now. I'm going past places I did service years and years and years ago with my first sponsor. And I'm back in touch, of course, with my another sponsor and sponsee. And I halted any type of sponsorship because I must put the oxygen mask on first and not give lip service to that shit, because that's out of integrity. I'm not cool with that. And I didn't get that until I got my head clear. And the whole thing about 1 year, don't make any big decisions, don't cut your hair, don't date anybody, I didn't listen to that. And I started to date someone like 9 months, and I talked to, you know, sponsor and therapist and the whole nine. And it was ill-advised. It took me 2 full years to get my shit together. And with this whole new thing, I don't know how long it's gonna take, but I'm fucking resilient. I'm more resilient than I thought I was. I'm not, you know, cynical. I'm wise. You know, I did the work. I've de-rubbled the shit. I've been trauma informed with my own, you know, trauma, and now I'm really trauma informed. And, you know, it's with these principles. If I can avert crisis, misery, death, or shit day for anyone, then I'm going to be that person. I don't care. There's too many people hurting on the planet. I include myself, you know. The tears are not even... I'm not sad. It's feelings. I gotta keep breathing and letting out, because otherwise it's gonna just like keep chopping my body, and I can't have that because the body has been keeping the score. And if I didn't have, you know, mental clarity, I wouldn't know how much I don't know. And that's okay, because I just need to know people who know more than I do. The lack of knowledge about whether or not you're an alcoholic or in a bad, bad, bad situation. Yeah. I had no idea that this even existed, could have happened, let alone to... I'm too close to the campus to meet. That's why I come to meetings, and that's why I talk with Mark for 7 hours on end when we're lucky enough, and get with Jules, and you know who you are. My when I'm disabled. That's a fact. The truth of me is not that. I'm going for good. Get thee behind me. And there's only so much mindset I can do to like be perfectly healthy and hold that high thought that yep. Keep moving forward, general direction of my dreams, one foot in front of the other. Even when my ass falls off and it fell off. I was saying, oh, it's working my ass off. Yep, that happened. And then I was like, oh, I'm working my face off. And then that happened. I'm like, I don't know what I want to work off now. I don't want to work anything off. Diagnosed with an eating disorder that I knew I had something. I knew my eating was disordered my whole life, but I couldn't find what that was. But I knew to look. And then boom. Avoidant reactive food intake disorder. Out of sight, out of mind. The avoidant part. From trauma, I just checked out. Which is what I did early on, which is why I turned to the drink at 10. There's a 10-year-old here. He's a little known, but fully stocked bar, everything, everything. This is not my home. And I heard him say, I love the taste of alcohol. Like just over a year ago, I was like, yeah, me too, buddy. A lot. Until I blah, 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 got arrested and buzz driving. Yeah. So anything I can do to just drip, drip, drip something, because this is a lot, and this takes people out. It's no joke. I was bedridden for 7 years in a row. It's like a crystal state. I lived under a fucking rock. 2005 to 2000. Whatever. 12 and 12. I went to my sister's memorial service. She died of liver cancer. She's an alcoholic. 4 weeks from diagnosis to her death. That was the one thing I got to do, was go to her memorial service in Park City. I came right back to Seattle area and crawled back into bed. Completely horizontal, laid up, little dog. The first thing I did when I was able was to go back to meetings with my walker, my cane, a little dog. They always remember me because the dog, they didn't remember me, they just remember the dog. Petey's person. That was enough. Could slide down the hill and just go at night. I was light sensitive and sick and medical trauma, all the traumas. I worked through a lot of that stuff. And there's more. There's been more. And I'm fucking over it. I have stuff to do. I'm tired. I feel exhausted. And I life goes on. I got shit to do. I'm not here for nothing. And I've almost not been here a number of times. And I'm still here. Not for nothing. So people have been asking me, oh, what do you do for the I don't know, it's vague and shit. I just decided I work with kids. I work with kids. I'm a kid. I work with kids and some are older. Simplify. Less is more. keep it super simple. All this shit that I've learned in these, basements and online, and shit's gold. I contempt prior to investigation. I still have it sometimes. I'm like, oh, at least I know I have that. I have tools. I didn't know I had these tools. I have new tools now, and amazing community and recovery. And I'm so fucking blessed. It's humbling. My doctor, who retired after, I don't know, 35 years of practicing medicine, one of my doctors, our last visit was spent like this. Every 3 months, seeing someone like that. That's a, that's a relationship for a long time. And he got COVID, almost died, came back, promptly retired, blossomed. And he asked me, when I told him I saw the DV flyers at the clinic. I'm like, what the fuck? I think that could be me. And it was. I was like, that shit's working, so just keep that coming. And he said, do you have resources? I showed back I'm resourceful. I'm resilient. I've got my home back. I'm wise enough now to know that I get to have other people that have my back too. I know what kind of friend I am. I know what a friend is. I know what a fucking acquaintance is. And if it wasn't for this program and this home group and your patience with me and mine, very, very neuro spiciness. My obsession with one particular horse. And my foul mouth way of sharing my experience, strength, and hope. I don't know what anybody got out of that, but I'm here and I'm fucking grateful. Saturday went by like a blur. I was aware of the whole day that this is like, wow, it's a big day. My buddy was driving me around, helping me run some errands. He's not in the program, but gets it, can respect that. And that's all I need, some respect. And I get to provide that for myself. And I wouldn't have had any of that shit without this. And I've jumped ship. I don't want to go back to traditional AA unless it's for autistics, which I found. And I learned a lot about myself last year. It's been over a year that I walked off the houseboat. Left everything, 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 except the fucking horse. My mama didn't raise any dummies. That's got my fucking brother. I'm getting on like a house of fire with. Like, everything's fucking awesome. I'm increasing my bliss quotient all the time. Breathing, breathing, breathing. Oh, keep breathing. That self-sabotage will. How good am I willing to let things get? It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of for someone who is a lot of power and control exerted, especially around food. A small space. Oh, in big space. It's the exact square footage of it. My high school. Yeah, it's just eerie in a good way. I've been able to reparent myself, and I've had proximity to two children, young boys that I'm just floored that I even, wow, I couldn't arrange this if I tried. I'm a human being and I'm so limited to this human brain, and I would have just botched it if I plotted this. So I am doing my best to show up and not pick up and check in so I don't check out. And have a lot of compassion for myself, because I've been really, really hard on myself for a long time. Hey, fuck radio. Oh man, it's brutal. Voices can be so cruel. I see it all the time. You know, I tell people, quit being mean to my friend. Don't talk to yourself that way. But then I was talking to myself that way. Because when you're doing something like that, it starts to, you know, it gets internalized. Like, why didn't you leave? Why the fuck did that happen? I'm still here. Oh, I don't have to wake up to that. And, oh, wow. What I didn't know. When I saw the red flags, I look back now with hindsight. Oh, my gosh. I saw them all. Saw them all. I beat myself up for it for a long time. And that's stupid and fruitless and just not being kind to myself and having compassion for myself. I have compassion for a lot of people. And hold space for that. It's challenging. I'm physically in my body. I finally admitted to myself when my friend said, "He knows me really well." So on Saturday, she was driving me around to run some errands and because lifting and shopping and not having help on the ground. Dropped a shocking amount of weight. Gaining and losing the same fucking 15 pounds. And he said, "Yeah, you just have this thing, and with that it's a blessing and a curse." And I've never given voice to that. I don't want to perpetuate that shit or like make that more of a thing, but I just can't deny anymore that that's a thing. By the time I even feel something physical with medical intuition, lots of it, and I, you know, chronic health stuff, and I was born sick and reinfected at 14, and tick bite and pernicious insomnia and like a whole coterie of things, accidents, injuries, everything. I don't even believe it all. I'm the one that I've got to convince that all this shit happened in my life. Because I could try to tell everyone and know that everyone's going to believe me that all this stuff has happened, but your sister friend pointed out to me that if I lined up 10, 15 people, I knew absolutely they would believe every word I said. Because I know when it comes out of my mouth that I sound a little not quite right. And I was talking about it. I'm like, I know when I'm talking about it that I don't, this is just, I can't make sense out of that. I'll never be able to make any sense out of that. I don't operate like that. I don't understand that. If I guaranteed that all these people would believe me, would I, how would I feel in the quiet moments alone at night time? Same, because the only person I've got to convince is me. It's radical candor and radical honesty, and I'm fucking powerless over this fucking eating disorder. It's a disorder. It's a bitch. It's a fucking gauntlet. I'm not complaining. I'm in the solution. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I don't have any like problems. My problems are like great problems. It can be a lot. I know like the people that my friends that I'm coming into contact with or people that are reaching out or are reaching back or are they're hurting. There's a lot of people hurting on the planet. If I weren't able to fill up my cup so that's running over, I wouldn't have any excess to give away for anyone, friends, family. So I get to fill up my bucket and that starts to run over, and that's what I get to give away. I cannot give away what I don't have in great abundance myself, not sustainably. I didn't learn any of that stuff until I slid my ass into this program. And finding secular and finding this group has been extremely liberating and safe and yeah, safety. That's a big thing. And I came over here, this pointed out to me, here's the non-murder windows. Got it. Safety, tech, thumbprint shit, and I don't even know the whole layout here. Was disorienting for a long time, but I got it because I'm resilient, resourceful, and I'm looking forward to texting that doctor who texted me that last visit right beforehand from his cell phone. Nice, what, 72? I'm looking forward to sending him an invitation or something. Just say thank you. These for all the quotes the care. It's taken a village. I'll be 55 next month. I feel like I just got here. We're here just like that, just temporarily. If I thought for a minute I couldn't do what I'm here to do, I just. With this physical body, I thought, what, why bother? I keep fucking showing up because I don't want this to happen to somebody else. I have it. The consequences, the wreckage, the fucking amends, the fucking steps, working them again, new steps. And then being surrounded by all this, full alcohol culture. I don't crave it. It's just everywhere. And kids, I'm just tentative. I, yeah. Sensitive to that because that was the age. And then there's a 14-year-old, and wow, when I hit 14, forget about it. Forget about it. wholly unsupervised, no rules, no boundaries, no limitations at my household. That was a different time. I'm tying all the pieces back of my life now that I have some mental clarity. I'm putting the pockets together of the different parts of my life, and having worked in childcare and chemical dependency counseling, and the skill sets I've added throughout the years, and like being a lifelong learner, and I like that about myself. And I can say that today. I like myself. I like who I am. I like how I learn. God damn it, I'm not fucking perfect. That's for damn sure. And I don't endeavor to be. I'm cool being flossome. That's what I support. If I can get behind somebody else and support that impactor, fuck yeah, that's what I'll do. From the comfort of my space right here. Because me going out in the world is very rigorous and challenging and difficult. And if that's going to hurt me, I'm not going to do it unless I have help. And that's okay. I get to have help. That's what I've learned this program, and especially this group and this meeting. Thank you for your patience and your time and letting me participate in my own recovery, and for being a soft place to land loving me on moments and times where I forget that I love myself enough, that I can love you so much, that you can love me so much, that you can start loving me. That's something I've pressed down for a long time. I forgot who I was. Just forgot. We have this fucking built-in forgetter bullshit. And we get to remind one another who we really are. We're not fundamentally flawed and unlovable. Yeah. That's all I have. Thanks.